I want to welcome Jérôme Leclanche and a team of the part of the Razor team, and he's going to continue with this lightweightness and tell a bit about Razor frameworks and friends. Thank you. Welcome.
Hi everyone. Can everyone hear me? Okay. I just want to check. Who's been to the previous talk about Clyde by Will Stevenson? Okay, so pretty much everyone. So you've all heard about Razor by now. I want to see who's actually used it. Wow, I'm actually impressed. I'm Jérôme Leclanche from the Razor team. I'd like to talk about Razor. It's a lightweight desktop environment based on Qt. It has pretty much the same goals as Clyde, except in our case, we are based purely on Qt. We don't depend on any KDE libs. So it's a different approach to the lightweight environment. So we're about 3 years old now and sitting at around 2,500 commits. Our team is composed of 6 core developers, a few translators. In total, we're about a dozen active members. And several more on the mailing list. That's all words. This is Razor. It's a Razor session running with Kwin, actually. We recommend OpenBox, since Kwin does have KDE dependencies, but it's pretty, I like it. At the top is Razor Runner. It's our application launcher. Bottom, you can see Razor Panel. It's our panel with several of our own plugins. And on the left, well, behind, that's the desktop with a clock plugin. We have other plugins which aren't shown here. And on that screen, that's all we provide. The text editor is a third-party application which we don't actually provide. It's Juffid, a Kate clone based on Qcintilla. What else do we provide? We provide a session manager. We provide desktop notifications, like free desktop notifications, screen locker, and that's pretty much it. We provide system settings as well. And that's not much. That's not actually much. We kind of give you the bare essentials for you to craft your own desktop environment. Will Stevenson actually talked about that. It's all about playing with Legos, right? I mean, it's all about you making your own desktop environment, putting what you need on your desktop instead of us providing the entire suite. We don't have the manpower for that. We simply don't. So what we do, we support third-party applications, which we like and which don't depend on KDE. So Juffid is an example. There are image editors. There's several more, which we all have on our wiki on razorqt.org. So yeah, we're preparing for the 0.6 release currently. These are some of the release highlights. I think most of you will like the fact that we're going towards Qt 5 support. We started work on it. And some other features, we completely rewrote the panel and the plugin, for the panel. They have an entirely new API. We documented everything. It's really cool. If you're a designer, if you're a developer, you can build your own plugins and themes for Razor. Pop on the mailing list, tell us about them, show them off, and if you're cool with that, we'll include them in Razor, and that's just great. We don't have a way yet, like KDE get new hot stuff, or get hot new stuff, I don't remember. We want to use that. It's an open protocol, and we want to start using that for distributing our plugins and our themes. So some other features, but getting on to the important stuff is Qt 5 and Wayland support. These are our two main milestones for Razor 1.0. I don't know how far off that is. It might be by the end of the year, might be by next year. But these are our two main milestones. Some other stuff we want to do is revive qtapps.org. Okay, most people in this room are Qt developers. Who's actually using qtaps.org? That guy. it's a great site, but it's dead. We want to revive it. We think it's a great concept. Some of the applications we recommend in Razor, we pick them from qtaps.org, we contacted the maintainers, we help them move to GitHub and have issues and everything dealt with. We help them with maintenance, development, UX in general. And we can actually find great apps there, but the actual site is dead. It has zero SCM integration or anything like that. So we hope to revive it through our Qt Desktop Sister project, which is a more generic project to pull in a full-featured Qt desktop without having to rely on KDE libs. And some other stuff we want to do is integrate better with other desktops. So that, for example, one of the things we're working on in the XDG mailing list is intents. We want to be able to open apps by what they actually can do rather than what file types they can open. That's MIME types. So that's still completely a work in progress, and there's no tech preview available at this time. Other desktops, LXD. I'm guessing a lot of people have heard about the LXD Qt announcement, which was recently on, everywhere, and for Linux. We started collaborating with LXD about 3-4 months ago. We found we have completely identical philosophies. They are a lightweight desktop environment, and they want to ship third-party applications for everything they can and stay extremely modular, and we both aim for small footprints, for limited dependencies, and we found we have really matching philosophies in that regard. And they are based on GTK2. GTK2, for those that don't know, is, pretty much deprecated at this point. And GTK3 is very different. I'm not a GTK developer. I don't know the details, but GTK3 is very different. They chose not to pursue development in GTK3, and they started looking at other frameworks. And they tried out Qt at some point, and they fell in love with it. Is anyone surprised? So this whole thing got started with PCMan.fm, which is the LXD file manager. And this is actually working. It's on some distributions already. It's PCMan.fm Qt. And it's a full 1.1 Qt port of PCMan.fm. It supports desktop icons and everything. And this was to try out the water with LXD Qt. And it was great, so this happened. That's LXD Qt as of about 10 days ago. A lot of this code actually is based on Razor code. The panel is heavily based on Razor code. Same for the desktop. And just in general, they've been contributing back to us lots of patches and everything. In the end, we want to merge some of the components. So, for example, we have pretty terrible system settings. We ship some, but we don't have things like keyboard layout, screen management, none of that. But LXD does, and they want to port their code back to Qt, and we think that's great. We're really planning to have the system settings merged. Same for the panel. We have a really good panel. LXD's panel is a lot more limited, has less plugins. So this is one of our strengths, which might end up in the LXD project. So it's not officially a merge. We actually don't know what's going to happen, but we're merging as much as we can. We want to share code, and that involves a lot of deals with licenses and everything, but this is the end goal. Less code duplication, more love stories between desktop environments, really. I say dependencies a lot. Actually, if you were here last talk as well, dependency is pretty much the number one word. Take a drink every time you hear it. And there's good reasons for that. If you're a developer who includes, who has apps with that you can build with without almost any dependencies, all dependencies disabled, I'm the kind of guy who's gonna compile it with all those dependencies disabled. And then if something breaks, I'm gonna come on your mailing list and tell you about it. You're gonna hate me, but there's good reasons for that. Will already highlighted most of them. It's this. This is installing Kdevelop on Arch Linux with actually KDE libs already installed. And this is 91 packages. And did I say this is Arch Linux? Ubuntu would be a lot worse. We think less dependencies is great. It's not just about being lightweight. It's about the applications becoming more accessible to some people. Because I'm, once again, I have a terabyte hard drive. I have an i7 and graphics card and 16 gigs of RAM. What the hell do I need Razer for, you know? But I don't. Other people might, and other people simply might prefer to run a lightweight desktop environment. Maybe they don't like having more apps running. And as Will was saying, we need to respect that. So for users, the applications become more accessible because it's not just about installing that one app from KDE. It's also about you're on LXD, XFace, or whatever, and you install that one app from LXD, that one app from KDE, that one app from GNOME, that one app from any other desktop environment. You end up with 1,000 dependencies very easily. And you don't actually need any of that stuff. This pulls in MySQL and Subversion. Did I mention that? So it becomes easier to mix desktop environments and mix applications between desktop environments. So that's less dependencies. And this is what the frameworks effort in KDE is doing. We really like frameworks because we're not just snubbing KDE. We want to use KDE apps. I love Kwin, I love Kate, I want to use those, but we can't justify pulling in all of KDE libs, so we can't recommend them. For developers, your libraries become more attractive. Solid, for example, is a library that's moving to frameworks, and we want to use that. Because right now we can't pull in KDE libs. And even if those are runtime dependencies or those are the packages problems, it's also down to actually having the users be able to install your app on distribution, install the package, and not pull in the entire thing. So the libraries become more attractive. We want to use Solid, now we can, with frameworks. And currently we have a terrible library to access hardware. Solid is user-tested, it's installed on thousands and thousands of machines. It has a whole team behind it that actually knows what they are doing, and like us, you know? And we can now use that instead of our own terrible library. Less duplication of effort, and a lot more secure, a lot more stable. This is great for us. So it's developers and users that are gonna like this sort of movement. So you can help. KDE devs, you can help migrate to frameworks. I hear that the frameworks movement actually does need a lot of help, and there's a lot to do still there. So we're not KDE devs, we're Qt devs, and you guys know the code base a lot better than we do, and we have very limited manpower to work on Razer, but if you were looking for something to do, by all means pick up frameworks, because it's gonna help us, it's gonna help everyone actually is going to help people on GNOME, XFace. So that's great. And if you actually like what we're doing with Razor, LXD, Clyde even, well, at Razor and LXD, we need translators, we need developers. So just come around on our mailing list, which is here, sorry. We have a mailing list. We're on GitHub, so our whole issue tracker is on GitHub. If you want to come in and get your feature requests in, we'll be glad to attend them. And otherwise, come say hi on IRC. If you want to try it out in a VM or something, we're in most distributions' official channels. The full list is on razorq.org. We're on Gentoo, Fedora, OpenSUSE. For Debian and Ubuntu, we're in a PPA on Launchpad. Arch Linux has us in the AUR. Use the Git version if you can, because it's a lot more recent. And we're still in the release process, but it's stable at this point. And that was my very short talk about Razor, and I'd be glad to take any questions now.
So you were saying that LXD has moved to Qt, and they're using a Razor Qt panel, right?
They're not using Razor Qt panel. They're using code from Razor panel, but we want them to use Razor panel. There's some issues with branding and everything.
Okay, because I was thinking, so apparently LXD has applications, and they are using your panel, and you have panels on desktop, and you do not have applications. Would it make sense to merge both projects and have a complete desktop?
There's issues with merging projects, mostly related to branding. LXD is a lot older than Razor. Razor started getting popular about a year ago. We don't want to alienate everyone. And I was personally surprised at how many people and really were positive about the move to Qt. I was expecting people to completely go nuts about LXD moving to Qt, but it turns out everyone likes it. However, we really want to respect LXD users. We don't want to tell them, okay, well, that's it. Now you're using Razor or Laser or something. It's that's a terrible name, right? I mean,
okay. Just quick note. Actually, it's available in the main archive in Ubuntu now.
Sorry?
You were mentioning that it was in a PPA for Ubuntu.
Oh.
And it's in the main archive now.
I wasn't aware of that.
It's. Yay. I mean, in 13.04, I just installed it just by apt-get.
Yay. Nice.
Okay, next question.
Thanks for coming, Jerome, and thanks for the presentation.